I've got a question here from Michael Stevens, and he says, I've heard on one of your podcasts about sunburn and the damage it imparts, but I was wondering, what's the actual cause of the redness in sunburn? That is, what specific damage to the skin causes the redness that remains over days after the initial UV exposure? In other words, what are we seeing that is happening at the molecular level that's red when you get sunburn?
Well, basically what's happening is inflammation. When you get sunburn, the ultraviolet rays from the sun come in, damage the DNA in your skin. And if they damage it really severely, then your skin cells will die in order to basically protect you from cancer because your DNA is damaged. And dying cells attract the immune system. They attract immune cells and things like macrophages that have to come in and eat up the dead cells. And that encourages inflammation. So you've got all these molecules called cytokines being produced. You've got inflammation, redness. You may notice swelling as well. If you get really sunburnt, you'll actually be a bit swollen. And that's what's going on.
So if it's down to inflammation, will anti-inflammatories like aspirin, for instance, make you feel better if you've got sunburn?
They'll certainly help to relieve the pain. They may help to take the inflammation down. But of course, the most sensible thing is don't get sunburn in the first place.
You heard it there from Kat Arney. Don't get sunburnt. A bit hard in this country at the moment. It was a bit hard in this country any time, I should think. But
you'd be surprised. It doesn't take a lot of sun to get sunburnt, even in the UK.
What about, just as an aside, Kat, what about sunbeds, though? Because they're a bit serious, aren't they? I was reading a statistic the other day. It's a totally unregulated industry. In one case, there was a set of sunbeds that people were testing, finding that the intensity of the UV was five times stronger than you'd get from the noonday sun on an Australian beach.
I know, and that's a very interesting issue. And in fact, in Scotland this week, in the Parliament there, they're having a debate about whether the sunbed industry should be regulated, and particularly as well whether sunbeds should be banned for people under the age of 18, because at that age your skin is really very sensitive to this kind of damage from the sunlight and also from the ultraviolet radiation in sunbeds. But yes, at the moment, particularly in the UK, sunbeds are pretty much unregulated. There's a voluntary code of conduct from the Sunbed Association that sunbed parlours can sign up to, but it's not compulsory.
So they could be harmful. You could actually be doing yourself quite a lot of damage because they haven't actually been standardised what dose you're getting and what it's doing to you.
Absolutely. I mean, we'd recommend people to steer clear from sunbeds generally, you know, and especially using them excessively. And, you know, do watch out because they are damaging your skin. And if you overdo it, you are increasing your risk of skin cancer.
And you will end up looking like a prune. Thanks, Kat. Right, well, that's all we've got time for this week. Join us next week for our question and answer show. It's the Science Phone-In. You just send in your questions and we'll try and answer them for you. Chris@thenakedscientist.com is the address to send them into. Other highlights of that programme, we'll be finding out what's been happening in the chemical world with Chemistry World editor Mark Peplow, and also our tech correspondent Chris Vallance will be joining us to bring us up to speed with what kinds of gadgets you should have got for Christmas if you didn't. Thanks very much for joining us. Been a great pleasure having you, and a big thank you to our production team as well. They are Ben Valsler, Mira Cynthalingham, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll, and our guests this week, Leslie Jacobson, Julie Cower, Barry Everett and Tony Steer. Don't forget, all this show and its content ends up on our website, nakedscientist.com, and there's a great forum there, which is a thriving hub of science interactivity, and that's at nakedscientist.com/forum if you'd like to join us. Bye-bye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.